Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are starting once again on the Money and Business Hour. This thing, every week we've been working all throughout the year to be able to get you up and running when it comes to your money. You know, there's always two things that I keep harping on with people. You got to always raise your income, and you've got to always create a gap between your income and your outgo. In today's show, we're going to go into the back end of this whole retirement planning system, to where when you're trying to figure out how am I going to retire, I'm right there. I need to figure out what I need to do in order to get started, and how much can I pull? What are some of the risks that I need to be looking at, and things like that. But if you're a young person right now, I want to kind of throw something out at you. I had a client this week. She said to me, she said, I tuned in right before it started, that Family Financial Workshop. And the Family Financial Workshop, I have a group of colleagues all over the country, and we had 3 hours of 15-minute parts on teaching people about money, which all the way down to teenagers and stuff like that. And she said it was incredible, and she not only said that, but she said she forwarded it to her friends. And so I want to throw something out at you. If you haven't listened to that, we did that 3-hour. It's all on Zoom. You can go to RoyMatlockJr.com, and you can download that, and it will send it to you via email, and you'll be able to learn all that kind of stuff. It's all on Zoom. But here's why I'm bringing that up, is because young people, if they only understood that one day they're going to be old. All right. I remember when I first got started doing the financial business, I was 24 years old, just turned really 24, and now I'm 60. And, you know, I keep saying to people, I say, I've got 4 grown kids. I'm not even old enough to be a dad, okay? But now I've got almost a 30-year-old. And so when I first got started young, I was fortunate enough to get into the business and understand and started learning about compound interest and how money works and investing and mutual funds. Back then, when I first got started, I got my securities license, and nobody even heard of a mutual fund. All right. You know, the IRAs came out, and you could put $2,000 into an individual retirement account, where now you can put up to, $7,000. And so the point being is that nobody really understood it. Well, today there's more information out there on the internet than there's ever been, but young people don't get the true information. So if you're listening right now, I'm going to give you, if you're young and you're listening and you're getting started, I want to give you something to think about. And if you are like me and you have children that are out there and they're young and getting started, I want to throw you a little something out there. 60 million people contribute to their 401k or similar type plans, meaning 403Bs if you work for a hospital, school system, stuff like that. And what if a 22-year-old started out and said, I'm going to fund the maximum 401k. Now, this would be the maximum contribution is $19,500 a year. That's $1,625 a month. Or you look at it, so almost $20,000 a year. How much would someone have at age 67 if they invested it at 9% interest? So they put in $1,625 a month, starting at age 22. They're out of college. They got a job. They're hustling. They do whatever. I listened to another one of my clients. She's telling me that her son has graduated from a really great school here, and he's still living at home, and he's just socking money away. All right. And so the point being is what would happen if you put in $19,500 from age 22 to age 67? You got 9% on your money, which is less than what the stock market has averaged during that time. That $875,000 investment would, get this, grow to $12,123 $123,174. So think about that. So now you say, well, how would someone do that? Well, the rule of thumb is you live on 50% of your money, and then you save 25% of your money, and you give the government 25. So that means you need to make 80 grand a year. So how do you make 80? You get out of college, you get a job, you hustle, you get a side hustle, you do whatever you got to do. But bottom line, in that 25% of your income that you're putting into this 401k, guess what? It's tax deductible, so you don't even have to pay taxes on it. Let me give you another little number. Let's save $100,000 by age 30. I've told my kids, I said, look, you got to have $100,000 by age 30, because if you do that, you'll never have to save any more money, and you're still going to have a good amount of money. So $100,000 at 9%, 37 years later, is $2,759,000. How about that? Or what if you just fully funded your Roth IRA, $500 a month, and you did that from age 22 to age 67, you have $3.7 million, all right? So this is how you teach your kids to get started and get moving in the right direction. Today's show is going to be about you made it to the back end of this thing, and now you're about to retire. You know, I'd love to think that you got, you know, several million dollars, but a lot of you don't, and that's okay, because we're gonna go through and kind of talk about today how do you start your retirement plan, and how do you pull on it the correct way? Should I pull this first? Should I pull this first? How much should I pull? And so on. So as we go through this, I want you to stay with me. We're going to have a great show today, but we're going to talk about, you know, where am I going to be spending my money first? And we're going to look at our potential income sources, our outgo, some of the risk, six risk that I see that people have in front of them when it comes to, you know, making sure that they, you know, don't outlive their income and things like that. And so that's what we do on this show. We help people get educated. And once you're educated, when it comes to your money, you become confident. And once you're confident, you're able to make decisions, especially when we have market ups and downs and stuff like that. I have people all the time, they say, well, what do you think the market's going to do? I'm like, it's going to go up over a long period of time. I don't know what it's going to do anytime near. I don't sit here and try to figure all that out. What I try to do is to get people educated and understand that we have risk that we're going to go in. We're going to look at the different risks that happen. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. And we're going to talk about how do you manage those risks. In other words, asset allocation, market risk, inflation risk, longevity, all those kind of things. And then what we're going to do is we're going to just understand that over time, we're going to be okay. And that's the way we go about doing it. So today's show is about you're at or near retirement, or you're in retirement. You're trying to figure out what to do. We're going to have a bunch of good information and numbers to help you move in the right direction. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. I want to encourage you, visit roymatlockjr.com and download that Family Financial Workshop. It's a great way to start your kids off, and you'll learn a lot on that as well. So we'll be right back.